We want to bring on a friend of the show. Jerry the J-Man Joiner joins us this morning. J-Man, we appreciate you being back on with us.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So what we're talking about today is marijuana in the military. There's a push in Congress that could loosen cannabis rules and ease the recruitment crisis is the thought here. Jerry, what can you tell us about it? You know, a push in Congress, what does that mean? Are we close to this at all?
Well, Congressman Matt Gaetz from down in Florida, he's kind of heading this thing up. And the real problem is that we have a voluntary enlistment. You don't get drafted like we did back when I was younger. I'm 63 years old, so I was right at the end of the draft. So today we need people to volunteer. And when we look at our pool of candidates, with 88% of Americans thinking cannabis should be legal, and it is in 23 states, the pools get smaller and smaller when you ask people, hey, have you ever used cannabis? Sure, I've used it. Well, you can't apply.
That was the rule when I went in, and I went in 1990, and they asked the question, and of course I just went, no, I've never done that. And they were like, well, you're going to have to take your analysis. And I said, can it be like 30 days from now? They're like, yeah, sure. So, yeah, you're right. We've definitely come a long way since those days, but it was absolutely a requirement when I went in.
Yes, and they have a provision right now. If you're active duty and you test, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure it's 30 days. You get 30 days to come back and test clean, and you need that. You know, if they'd have done some other kind of hard drug, not a plant-based drug like cannabis, it's your endocannabinoid system, and it's fat-soluble, so it stays in your system longer than other type of drugs. So I think that's why they give them 30 days. Here's what I found interesting. The FBI, to be a special agent, you could have never smoked marijuana. And then they said, oh, wait a minute, you could have never smoked marijuana in the last 5 years. In 2021, they changed it to 1 year. You could have not used cannabis in the last 1 year. Central Intelligence, yeah. It's 30 days. Wow. NSA, they don't care. The NSA overlooks cannabis. If you can hack into a computer, they'll give you weed and a bong, I think.
Are you smoking it now?
I just want to point out before we check traffic real quickly here that Monty nailed that 30-day time period. You knew that, right?
Yes, I
even
did.
Even the J-Man was like, I think it's 30.
No,
like,
it's 100% yeah, 30 days. It's 30. I promise you that,
not J-Man. Not 29, not 31.
You're never out of the partaker. Now everybody's proud to say, oh, I've used cannabis before. Yeah. It's become socially accepted for sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you know, we got to pause real quick to check traffic and weather, but I want to keep you on, J-Man. Stay with us because what you brought up really is a reality for us here, that this is legal in some states, and so how do we move forward? Jerry the J-Man Joiner joins us this morning. He's with Whiskey and Weed TV, or Weed and Whiskey TV. Jerry, we appreciate you joining us. Tell us, first of all, before we get into what marijuana in the military would look like, you brought up a really interesting point about marijuana being legal in states here in the United States, not all of them. So how does that work right now? If you are in the military in a state where it's legal, you're not allowed to partake. Is that the rule right now?
I can't answer definitively on that because it's kind of confusing. It sometimes depends on the command and it depends on the branch of the military. Navy is much stricter than Army and Marines. And the Marines are a division of the Navy, so that makes it a little confusing there also. But you're right, 23 states, it is illegal. When a doctor prescribes this to somebody, let's look at that. A doctor prescription in 38 states, cannabis is now legal medically. How does that work as a recruit? What about regular employment? You know, Microsoft, IBM, Trader Joe's, Kroger, Target, all these large corporations, they don't test for marijuana anymore because they don't get any candidates. There's no their pool is just so small.
See, I know when I was in, if you got popped on a test, then you had your 30 days to cure it. And if you popped again, then they could kick you out. And a lot of times they wouldn't necessarily kick you out. They'd bust you down in rank and do all that kind of stuff. But and you always knew the guys, by the way, that were hot because they were always standing in the back. Not wanting to, they'd take like the first 100 people that came in, they'd take their urinalysis and the rest of them could go. And so all the guys that knew they were hot were just sitting in the back holding their legs together. They're about to die. They're like, come on, y'all go take the test. But I look at it and I think, you know, J-Man, there are some benefits to cannabis use for certain things like PTSD, you know, certain types of injuries that you can get when you're serving. You know, it's better than taking the opioids. And so it seems like it would make sense to say, hey, you know, if you need a little something to relax, then we're cool with it.
Yeah, and let's think about this, guys. CBD is renowned for its healing benefits. There's no psychotropic effects from CBD, and everybody's kind of recognized that. A problem is that in some issues, trace amounts of THC is in the CBD, and which could make a test show up hot. That's why I got a lot of friends that are truck drivers, right? And then, man, I'd love to do some CBD to help with my ailments as I'm getting older, but I can't risk my job, my livelihood, just because something maybe had just a little bit too much in there. It was mislabeled. And so what we're seeing with our veterans, as you brought up, not just cannabis, but psilocybin, mushrooms. I grew up, my dad was a sergeant in the Army, okay? And maybe that's why I turned to weed and whiskey, because I didn't even look at marijuana because it would affect his job as a kid. They could rip him out or whatever they called it, out of the military.
Yeah.
So I waited until I was out of the house and went kind of gonzo.
You know what? I don't know why I keep picturing an 18-year-old Monty Cook just standing in the line for that test with that backup bottle, that hidden, you know, that little jar of urine back there, and it just drops.
We do what we have to do.
All right, Jerry, the J-Man Joiner, we appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. We're out of time, but thanks for doing that for us.
Thanks so much. Anytime.